from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The ACS to strongly criticise the US foreign advisory for tourists. Bermudians go to the poll to decide on independence. And Jamaica announces measures to stop the slide of the dollar. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Association of Caribbean States ministers are proposing strong ACS criticism of the American Foreign Advisory for Tourists. That's one of the main issues which emerged today at the ACS summit in Porto, Spain. Tourism officials had put forward a proposal critical of the US advisories which warn American visitors after an incidence of violence in the region. I asked journalist Tony Fraser what had been decided.
Well, essentially, the tourism people here are very concerned, that's the tourism officials, very concerned about the advisories, the travel advisories that are issued every now and again by non-ACS states, mainly the United States. And the final wording of the document for the leaders to sign goes like this: they strongly deplore inappropriate use of such travel advisories by non-ACS states. And those advisories given with the purpose of reducing tourism competition in the region. And they are asking their leaders to monitor and respond to such travel advisories when they are given.
Now, tourism was one issue, trade obviously another important matter. How are the interests of small states being promoted at the meeting? Before leaving to come down to Trinidad, Jamaica's Prime Minister PJ Patterson had this to say.
In this process of integration, we are insisting that special account be taken of the differences between small and large economies. The ACS needs to have a sense of urgency in considering issues of the expansion of trade within the area and of exploring new markets outside the region.
So is the issue of small states likely to be a major issue at the summit?
Well, I suspect when the foreign ministers and indeed the leaders of those countries come to the summit and start articulating their position, especially when the leaders meet on Fridays, that will surface. Because if you go back to the OCS, they have not been performing the preparatory meetings because there is a sense that their cause will not be served by the larger grouping with their focus on North America and Europe for their trading patterns.
So what are the other major issues on the front burner so far?
One of the real concerns, especially being articulated by some of the American media, has to do with the participation in this conference of Cuba. And there are all kinds of questions, historical questions raised about Cuba's participation in such a forum. But the foreign minister of Cuba, Mr. Urbina, made it quite clear that Cuba sees itself as being part of the region and it is not going outside of its zone.
It's a meeting with our own family. It's really a meeting where we not only culturally exchange, but also from education and sport. It's a meeting that will allow for the countries of the Caribbean to be able to exchange much more what they have among them. We have not gone to the Caribbean. We are in the Caribbean, and we are in our zone.
Cuban Foreign Minister Roberta Urbina. In St. Vincent, defeat for an opposition no-confidence motion in the government linked to alleged financial improprieties by Attorney General Parnell Campbell. Yesterday, Mr. Campbell had told the House of Assembly that he had borrowed $250,000 EC dollars. In the face of opposition pressure, the Attorney General said he'd now dropped plans to leave Cabinet to return to his private practice to earn the money to repay his debts to Owens Offshore Bank. Prime Minister James Mitchell spoke to the House at the end of the debate last night.
What I said to the Attorney General when he came to me with the letter from Ray Batiste is the perception that both he and I share, that he has got to service his debts and that his salary in government cannot cope with that. I am not one to kick anyone when he is down. I will not do that. We will keep this matter under review. We will continue our consultations, and I can assure this Honorable House I will do all in my power to preserve the integrity of this parliament, this government, and the people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
The Vincentian leader said the Attorney General had made him aware of his wish to leave office in order to service his debt. Prime Minister Mitchell said he did not, however, know about the money owed to Owen's Bank.
I said to him, I will be reluctant to see you go, but in the circumstances, you will have to get yourself in a position to service your debts. I was aware that there would be a public perception that one has got to service one's debts. What was news to me was that the Attorney General had any loans with Owen's Bank or with any offshore bank. I was not aware of that at all.